Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I'm your host, Adrian Conway. Welcome to another episode of The Daily Rise. It's been a while, and I apologize, but I'm back, and I have something to talk about. As you may know, I am in the space of coaching. I try to enhance the quality of people's lives in the form of lifestyle coaching. I try to increase the quality of their life or their performance through nutrition coaching. And of course, I train competitors. High-level athletes that are pursuing the CrossFit Games as their end goal, or even elite levels of local competition, or just wanting to go from scaled to RX'd in local competitions. It doesn't really matter, but what this experience in the space over the last 16 to 17 years of my life has really highlighted is that people are absolutely bat crud crazy. Don't be offended if I work with you personally, because it's probably not about you. But also I'll share that if I work with you personally, this is probably about you. And I don't mean specifically, but I mean from a general perspective. You see, as humans, we are all flawed in a similar way. We've got a problem. Our biggest problem is also our biggest strength. And that is that our mindset and our psychology and our physiology are all wired for homeostasis. If you don't know what homeostasis is, it's essentially the steady state of all things. Our body and our mind want to keep things as steady as possible. Hey, if we're 100 degrees, let's stay at 100 degrees, or in this case, scientifically, 98.6 degrees, our body would prefer no change happen. And if change starts to happen, what does it do? Well, it pulls us back and adapts so that we can return to that same homeostatic level. This is the same with weight loss. This is the same with weight gain. We've got people that want to change their physiology, change their mindset, change the way their body looks and feels. But guess what? We always want to go back to the way things were. Now, if you guys follow me on other social platforms, you saw that I tweeted this and I also shared this on my personal Instagram feed at @AdrianConway_. And what it is essentially it's highlighting today's lesson of this daily rise, as I'm finally getting to it, my apologies, is that what we do and what we hope for is change in the most positive way possible. We want to change exactly what we want to change, and guess what? That's all we want to change. So for example, I have people that come to me and they're saying, Adrian, I'm 25 pounds overweight. I really want to get in the best shape that I can over the next 6 months of my life. Can you help me? The answer is always yes, because I can help you. I can help you change what you eat, how you eat, the timing of the day that you train, how you sleep, what you do, how you feel, because all these things, of course, are going to affect your body weight, the way that you perceive yourself, and then the way you value yourself are also going to strongly influence the way that you're able to commit. But I'm building all of this up to say that this very individual that's so on board for all of these changes and wants to have the greatest adaptation possible so they can have the goals met in the particular time frame too. Don't get it twisted. People are extremely specific about those. But then there's always one or two things. Well, I don't eat this. And I won't eat this. Or, you know, I don't do food prep. You're going to have to help me find another solution. Yeah, I can't go to bed before 10:30. It's just my brain. You know, I can't wake up at this time to read this book that you're suggesting is going to change everything about me and my psychology and encourage me in tremendous amounts of ways because I really, really am not a morning person, Adrian. Yo, let me ask you something. This is me now chiming in. Didn't you say you want to lose 25 pounds? Well, yeah, I just don't see how that affects me losing 25 pounds. But don't you understand that's why you're 25 pounds overweight? It's because of your mind. It's because of your habits. It's because of actually and literally who you are. Folks, if you were following along closely, that point should hit home hard. It doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, or what you hope to achieve. If you want something different than what you currently have, you cannot be the same person that you currently are. Think about it. If you do, and you believe it, I'm quite confident you'll keep rising.